Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las...
Podcast.
Shining at the end of every day, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. This is episode number 144, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Westerly, Rhode Island. And I'm not sure, is it? It's not sunny Sarasota anymore. Where are you, Mike?
I haven't come up with a name yet for our Irrigan.
Oh, but we don't even have a name for the studio?
Could be like a triplex.
So you're like Parts Unknown, like, remember like all those wrestlers, like with the masks that used to be from Parts Unknown.
And Weight Unknown.
Yeah, Weight Unknown. Mean Gene Okerlund would, you know, from Parts Unknown, the Ultimate Warrior.
That was not Mean Gene Okerlund. Who was that? Who was the...
Well, the ring announcer was Howard Finkel. Yeah, Howard Finkel was the ring announcer.
Because wasn't there like that big black guy?
There was Mr. X. I don't
Mr.
remember.
X.
Oh, that was a good Finkel.
Yes, I know. I used to watch that stuff.
That was a good Finkel impersonation.
Yeah, the way he did the X. Mr. X.
Yeah, exactly. The big black guy. I mean, there was Kamala.
Yeah, he was a Ugandan giant.
Yeah, but they knew where he was from.
Yeah, I thought there was like some black guy who was from Parts Unknown and Weight Unknown.
Hmm. Weight Unknown, that's tough. Because that means you couldn't even, like, get them on a scale for a minute.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Weight Unknown, that's pretty easy to figure out. Just get them to step on a scale. But
there were a few Parts Unknown, Weight Unknown. Mr. X may have been that guy.
I'll see if I could do some,
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking for
Parts Unknown, Weight Unknown.
There's so many of them. Yeah, here's his images. This guy's got a mask, and this is definitely 80s. It is Mr. X.
Mr. X.
Yeah, do a Google. Yeah, there's Paul, Mr. Wonderful, enough. Do a Google search. Look at these cheesy Honky Tonk Man versus Mr. X, WWF 86. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Mr. X. I think this was the guy who like would always fight these like good guys. I don't remember the Honky Tonk Man though.
You don't remember Honky Tonk Man?
Most of the WWF masked wrestlers in the 80s were forgettable.
Well, Honky Tonk Man was the Elvis impersonator.
Oh, I don't really remember him. I like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Oh yeah, he was.
Wasn't his uncle like Jimmy Superfly Snooker?
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't.
Superfly.
Mr. X. God, that's so dirty.
Oh, Zeus.
Was he the black guy?
He was the black guy. Parts Unknown, Weight Unknown.
I see. His name was who?
Zeus. He was in that No Holds Barred movie with Hulk Hogan. Remember that movie?
No.
Oh, that's one of the greatest cheesy movies of all time. Let me see if I can find this. Yeah, Zeus. He's been in movies and stuff, too. Yeah, Build from Parts Unknown. That's funny. All right, anyway, so you're from Parts Unknown this week in the D. Fauntleroy Studios.
I'm up north now, Bill.
Yeah, like, what's the triple? You're closer to Tampa, is it?
Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota.
Oh, so we could still say Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were never really in Sarasota in the first place.
Yeah, but it was a suburb.
Oh, okay. So now you're kind of like in the middle of three different suburbs?
Yes. Like, for instance, our DirecTV, our local channels now, we have Tampa affiliates.
What did you have before?
Sarasota.
Oh, they have their own market in Sarasota.
Yeah, they have their own market down there.
Wow. So now you have, like, more professional broadcasters coming on.
No, because there was a cutie on Channel 7, ABC 7, down in Sarasota, and I don't get her news anymore.
She was probably just out of college. That was probably her first
job.
No,
she was older. No, she was she's probably, like, in her mid to late 30s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad, though, because you get some more, like, local sports coverage. They do good Gator coverage, and not that I care about the Bucks or the Lightning, but when you get sports, you kind of want to hear about the local teams. I'll be closer to going to the Rays game, so I'm only about like a half hour now, 25 minutes to St. Pete.
Well, that's good.
Right over the bridge. And I'm a lot closer to Disney.
Yes, you mentioned that. You said you're within 100 miles now?
It'd be less than that, but not that I'm counting.
How much less? Where are you?
I'm about 97 miles. 97. Do you have your map? Open your map up, Bill.
Oh, boy. I'm trying to figure out what media market Sarasota, Florida is right now.
What do you mean? What number it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it can't even be a top 100, I wouldn't think.
Well, Tampa St. Pete is the number 11 media market in the country.
Tampa St. Pete's number 11?
Yes. But Fort Myers, Naples is number 61. But Sarasota falls under Tampa, St. Pete, according to this list that I'm looking at. I know Providence is like 64 or something like that. They're in the, I don't know. Let's see what this says. I don't know how accurate this list is. 52. That sounds right. Because Providence and New Bedford get lumped in together, so they get a little boost. Anyway, back to 97 miles. So I'm going to look at this map here.
Yep. You got, what do you got? Google Maps?
Yeah, Google Maps is what I use.
Can I get off the Mr. X Google
search? Yeah, you can leave Mr. X. Mr. X. Now, what good does it do having me on Google Maps if I don't know where you live?
Oh, scroll down. Well, get it smaller and go down to Florida.
Oh, okay. Zoom out. Right now I'm in the Atlantic Ocean. New Jersey, Virginia, South Carolina. There we go, there's Florida.
It's a beautiful state, isn't it, Jürgen?
It's nice. Now, this is really interesting.
Oh, it's nice.
For the listeners.
What?
We're just Googling stuff on the air. Alright, I see Lakeland, I see Tampa, I see Brandon, I see Lithia.
See Brandon. Go south toward, like, Bradenton. Do you see Bradenton, Palmetto?
Oh, Bradenton, yeah, I see that.
Okay, so open it up a little bit. You see I-75?
Yep.
You see like a little, you see how it goes over like a little body of water?
Yeah, Fort Hammer.
Now go north of that.
Ellenton.
Actually, okay. That's Fort Harner. That's Fort Bill Harner.
It looks like a, oh, is that a H-A-M-R?
Oh, okay. It's Hammer. Damn, I got excited. Yeah, Fort Hammer. I thought that was Fort William E. Harner.
I see River Wilderness Golf and Country Club.
Yep, keep going north. I'm in, zoom out just a little bit. I'm in Parrish.
Are you near the Florida Railroad Museum?
Follow 301, 75 to 301.
Buckeye Road, Little Manatee River State Park. Parrish, huh?
Yep.
I don't know, I don't see it.
See Erie Road. Florida Railroad Museum? Yeah, it's not that far from there.
Okay. Oh, Lake Parrish, there we are. See her over there?
Yeah.
So now we gotta see how far that is. Oh, yeah, Lake Buena Vista.
Look at that. It's We could jog there, Bill.
Yeah?
We could jog there.
I'm sure you could. So you're close to, like, Winter Haven and stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, Winter Haven's still out there. It's probably, everything's about an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, well, that's very interesting. Let's get on to more pertinent information here, Bill. Welcome back.
Thank you, buddy.
A lot of things have been going on.
It's been a hectic 2 months, let's just say that the least.
Yeah, we won't get into it too much right now, but you're in a new place, obviously, that's what we're talking about, and you said now you got a little more room to spread the wings.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
That's very good. And you're enjoying it, in the new digs?
Oh, yeah.
Love it, right?
Oh, yeah. Like you said, you can never go from having, like, a good-sized house back to having a small one.
Right, you can stay in, like, small, crappy apartments and bounce around to those, and that. But once you get a little bit bigger, you can't go backwards.
No. We made a major step backwards. A major step backwards.
But like you said, you got a little, you had some rose-colored glasses for a while.
Yeah.
So you could have been living in a 200-square-foot shanty and you would have been happy.
Yeah, it would have been fine.
But at least now you have some more room. You like where you are. You're in like a gated community.
Yeah. It's a great neighborhood, though. Lots of young people, lots of kids, lots of dogs.
That's good.
It's nice being able to walk Fenway and actually see people your age or younger.
Right. So now instead of being like the youngest person, now you're one of the older people in the area?
I'm the old guy now. Have you met that Mike, the old guy?
But that's good. And you got a different, you changed golf courses, you upgraded.
Well, I'm at two now. Right. I work at, yeah, I changed golf courses. I'm still at two, but this one's nice.
So a lot of things have been changing, and then obviously you were without internet for a little while during the move, and We made do, but the one that...
Yes, yeah, I listened.
Wasn't the same without you. Although that live audio episode was pretty good, I have to say.
That wasn't bad. The one that got me, right before Thanksgiving, I was listening to it. I told you, I think I texted you or sent you a message. I was just in tears. Kristen went to bed. I fired this thing up, and I just had it in my pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the one about Thanksgiving. Out of the box Thanksgiving.
Boxes. Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, walking around, I'm listening to this. I went out with Fenway and then I go in to take a leak. and you're talking about like side dishes at some place. And I just bursted out laughing. I'm like, every time like I pay close attention to this podcast, he's talking about some stupid side dish or this. It was just stupid.
That place sounded good, didn't it? Art Smith's Homecoming.
Yeah, yeah, that little Florida comfort food joint. Yeah.
That's gonna be on the short list. You said you're thinking of going up to property this weekend, possibly.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to. Saturday.
Look at some of the Christmas stuff, get in the spirit a little bit.
No, I just actually want to go up and eat. Remember I sent you a message the other night? I said I want to go up to property, like, right now? I'm like, no, not right now.
Well, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility. It was like 7 o'clock. You could have made it there before the restaurants closed.
Yeah, I could have went up there really quick. No, I'm like in breakfast mode right now.
Oh, you want to go up for breakfast?
Yeah, I want to go hit a breakfast spot.
Buffet or sit down?
Probably a sit down.
Mm-hmm. You're thinking it's Captain's Grill, right?
Yeah, because that's our favorite.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Oh, that their omelets are so good.
See, with breakfast, I can excuse going to the same places over and over again.
Because once you find something that you really like...
And if you get down to it, the breakfast places, they basically all have the same stuff, minus one or two things that are slightly different. But if you can find a really good breakfast place that you definitely like, go there every time. Hey, more power to you.
Well, the thing is, I like the buffets. But like you said, they're all pretty much the same with the, you know, they just have, like, maybe their one niche thing that they
right.
do. Like a sit-down, like, I can do eggs, toast, and bacon. Where Susie, when she goes out, she wants to get something that's a pain to make at home.
Right, right.
So she'll like, you know, macadamia nut pancakes or something. She likes waffles or pancakes or something. So, you know, you got to try to find a place for a sit down that she likes.
I understand that. And then you guys found a place that you both like.
Oh, yeah. She looked and she said there was like 7 or 8 things on the menu that she would want to have.
Beautiful. And you'll just stick with your one lobster omelet every time.
Well, and then they change it. Sometimes, I guess, somebody told me... Oh, por favor, Bob.
Right, you said it was like a blue crab omelet or something.
Blue crab omelet.
That sounds good, too.
I think whatever the seasonal catch is, if they put it in an omelet, it's going to be fine, don't you?
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't think that would really be a problem. Really, anything would be good. Mm-hmm. Eggs are a good food, aren't they?
Oh, eggs. I mean, yeah.
Here we are, back to old, like, just talking about food again.
Yeah, get that protein boost first thing in the morning.
Right, exactly.
There's nothing like getting that with steak.
Steak and eggs. Yeah, you like steak anyway. I mean, you're
period,
a huge
yeah.
steak guy, but steak and eggs is like... Because the weird thing with the steak and eggs, and I know it's a little different at Disney because you get some nice cuts there, but usually the steak you get with steak and eggs isn't like the most expensive cut.
Yeah,
you're getting something a little bit cheaper and it's not going to be cooked. Like, a lot of times they don't even ask you how you want it cooked.
Yeah, if you're going to go to, you know, Miss Krantz... And you're paying like $6.99 for steak and eggs. You can't really expect a good cut.
Right. And you're getting it cooked however they make it. You're not sending it back because it's a little overcooked.
I mean, the Grand Floridian Cafe, they put a top sirloin in, like, if you make a fist, mm-hmm. it was the size of that.
Wow.
And it had to have been six, eight ounces, I want to say. It was a good piece of steak.
And you said it was like $15, right, for that breakfast?
It was like $15, $16. I got two eggs. I got hash browns. That was a great breakfast. We went with your sister that day. That was great.
Perfect.
I've always been a breakfast guy. More so when you go to the parks, because you always want to have... hate getting up and then going on rides, and then you just get tired and you're really hungry. It's always good to have a good base. You did a lot of that on your last trip.
Well, getting up and having a good base?
Yes.
Yeah, you were pretty proud of me with that.
Because that's not something that you typically do.
No, I don't. You're right.
You never... You are always like... packing cupcakes and graham crackers for your breakfast the next day.
That was more of a strategy, though, being on the dining
plan.
Yeah,
plate. I know. I know you have these all these cheapskate strategies and stuff.
I don't think it's being a cheapskate. I think it's being pragmatic.
I thought you were calling it being a cheapskate when you were talking about that strategy.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I was trying to get the most bang for your buck out of the dining plan. Because you can't waste a dining credit on a quick service breakfast. That's burning money.
No. Oh, yeah. That's why I would just pay out of pocket for that, though.
Right, but then you always end up with extra snacks, so I'm using my snacks. So that's kind of where...
For breakfast. How good was that pile of filth, though, at Papa? Oh. Oh, my God. I watched that video the other night.
Oh, did you like that video?
Well, it's so dumb, because, like, all of a sudden, like, you show, like, this big plate of filth, and, like, the next thing you see is just the Disney Parks plastic plate, or paper plate with the plastic fork and knife. All right, we're back. As you can see, I enjoyed it.
And you know what?
It was so dumb.
And the time for... I should have put like a timestamp on it, because it was like a minute and a half, too.
Oh, it was like competitive
eating.
It
didn't take very long to devour that thing.
And then I had it like 3 days later, the day that I stayed with you guys.
Yeah, and I had it, too. It was still excellent.
I'm kind of craving that. That's a great breakfast.
It really is. I mean, Chicken for breakfast is not
eggs,
normal.
The eggs really weren't. The eggs weren't all that great.
No, but at the quick serves, the eggs are never great, but they're not terrible. Mm-hmm. But that chicken is so good.
Oh, just a beautiful chicken cutlet. The meat was so white and tender.
Yeah, and then the gravy's good too.
Just like it was just it was like a spool of like vomit. I don't know what that was on top. I mean, they ladled vomit on top.
Sausage gravy. It's like the elixir of the gods. That stuff is so good.
I'm starting to sweat already.
Yeah, meat sweats. That's a good kind. But that's you know what I will say, the Pop Century quick serve, they might have the best chicken around, because you can get that with dinner with the pasta with the chicken cutlet too.
Oh really?
And that's always a good bet.
You eat there quite often, don't you?
Well, I stay, that's the place I've stayed at the most often, so I've eaten there a lot.
Is that typically a joint that you hit like after the pox, or when do you normally eat there? You know, because,
well, it's either for breakfast or coming home late. Yeah, I don't usually go back in the middle of the day,
because you're not a come back in the afternoon and go for a swim guy like I am.
You know what? Not when I'm staying at Pop. You know what I mean? I don't see the value in going back there during the day. Because it's not like my favorite place to walk around. The pool's good, but it's not great.
I think the pool, I like the pool. The problem is just too crowded with too many.
Well, that's kind of what I mean. But like at Caribbean Beach, you go back there in the middle of the day, you're like in an oasis. Even Coronado, they're just such a different feel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt about
it. So that's the difference at those places to Pop. And there's nothing wrong with Pop. I like Pop. But I don't. Nothing draws me back in the middle of the day to go to Pop. You know, if we're at the park and you're like, hey, you want to head back to Pop and go for a swim? I'd rather stay at Epcot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, and that was one of the nicer days when we were on that family vacation in 2014 when we went back to the room. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I like it. It was 86 degrees that day too.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It was 86. I took a picture.
In February?
It was 86.
I don't remember it being that warm when we were there.
Call me a weather terrorist.
No. I
dare you to.
I trust you more than anyone about that. I just don't remember it being that warm. That's...
And then on this leave of absence, and you're already busting my chops, call me a weather terrorist.
No, I didn't say those words, and I'm not accusing you of that. I believe you.
You're implying that I'm a weather terrorist.
I just think you're not remembering properly.
Did I misremember like Roger Clemens?
I think so.
I misremembered.
Although, you know, I don't know. I don't think it was that warm, because that was February. Is that the trip you're talking about, the February 2014?
Correct, the Aruda family vacation, yes. The first day we got there was like 69, and then the following morning it was like 47, 48 when we were heading to the parks, and then it warmed right up, and then that was it.
Let's see if I can find something here. Weather history for Orlando, February.
It would have been, I think, I want to say the 20th, because that's Susie's birthday, and I think we went for a swim. No, because see the 20th or the 19th?
Well, the 19th, the temperature that was recorded was 81, which I don't remember it even being that warm. On the 20th, it was 84. The 21st, it was 81. So I think you're just bumping it up a couple degrees. Looks like 81 to 84 was the highest the days we were there.
You know what it might have been? I'll have to look for a picture. I think I took the picture on the lifeguard station.
Oh, so they were being the terrorists is what you're saying.
And it said like today's forecast, like 84 sunny. 20% chance of rain. I think it may have been that.
Yeah, because according to this Weather Underground website, the max that week was 84 degrees. Actually, that whole month of February 2014 was 84.
It was 84. I said 86. That's not being a complete weather.
No,
terrorist.
No. That's within the...
Like, if I said... If,
that's within if the margin
I did a
of error.
Scott Campbell and said it was 115 with 300% humidity, that would be being a terrorist,
that's
right?
Very fair and very true. You were within the margin of error, so that's fine.
Okay.
I give you credit for that. I don't remember it being that warm, but I was
I thought right off the you're just drilling me already. I'm like, jeez.
I gotta keep you on your toes. I mean you were off.
Cleaned off my microphone. Just plugged my microphone in tonight.
Well, I gotta get back into the swing of things here. If I'm gonna hammer you on stuff, I'm not gonna like ease you back into it for a week or two just out of the kindness of my heart.
That's true. How long was your sister on for?
I think she was 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah, she did 3 episodes, and then I did a bunch solo. Let me see if I can give you exacts here. Yeah, she was on 137, 138, and 139, and then I did 140, 141, 142, and then 143 by myself. Although last week was a cop-out where I just played an old episode.
Ah, that's a good one.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
That's one of our best episodes, I think.
I kind of enjoy ripping people.
Well, that's what I mean. We were very passionate about ripping that guy.
And then the second, I mean, listening to it last week, I forgot what a goofball this guy was.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, a little whiny weasel.
Oh, that's definitely true. All right, is there anything else you want to talk about here, Bill?
No, not really.
Because we're not even going to...
I got a TV now in the studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So back to not paying attention during the show?
Right, back to the Minnesota... You know, these nice studios, you know, you put me in this garbage box for 2 years.
And those are some of our best episodes that we've had.
And now, yeah, it's carpeted, I got a futon in here. Back to DirecTV, Bill.
Sounds like
back
you got a fire TV. Alarm, like, going off battery over there. I keep hearing this little beep.
Oh, you know what that is? That's a cricket.
Oh, that's a cricket? It sounds like...
Yeah, it's
you know,
like when you're 5 seconds. Dude.
Mm-hmm. You know when your fire alarm's, like, running low on batteries?
Oh, that's funny, because when we moved in here, we had a fire alarm that was running low on a battery. Yeah. So you know how it takes you, like, 2 hours to figure out which one it is, because it chirps?
Yes.
And you got to, like... So I find out which one it is, so I change the battery. It's still doing the same thing. Now I'm getting pissed, because... It didn't start chirping again till the middle of the night.
Oh, of course. It's like it knows. It waits.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, I just changed the battery, so it's not the battery. So I took the new one out, put the old one back in. I plugged the thing back in, right? Mm-hmm. It starts going off, and it's going fire, fire,
fire. Oh, you're going to the talking
like,
ones, yeah.
Oh, I was like, well, I'm like, oh, shit. You know, like, it's just going to, like, notify. You got to beep that one out, huh?
I got to beep that. I'm still editing, so I guess I'll have to beep that out.
Oh, this is Eric.
You forget.
It's been a while. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I'm hoping, like, you know, that it doesn't, like, notify the fire department or whatever, because you don't know.
Right.
So I don't know if there's some type of short or what, so I just ended up pulling the whole damn thing out. I mean, when you have 15 detectors, you can probably go to 14 and still be okay, don't you?
Yeah, you're probably all right. I would imagine you're still good at that point.
Yeah, you know what else is nice, Bill?
What's that?
Having a garbage disposal. In a dishwasher.
Oh yeah, you forget with no dishwasher how
you go from having that to not having it. Wow,
it's a good point.
Wow, ugh,
it's a very good point.
All the simple things.
Yeah,
we got two pools at this place. We've got a.
Have you used them yet?
No, we haven't.
It's been a little too chilly, I imagine.
No, it's. I mean, it's. We had a couple chilly days, but Thanksgiving, man, it was probably 84, 83.
Oh wow, that's nice.
We walked Fenway and it was nice and people were grilling outside. And when we came back, we had to put the air on for a few hours because, you know, we're roasting a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So the house was getting a little warm.
Yeah, you even hosted a holiday at your new place.
We were able to finally have people over.
Can entertain.
And we can entertain. Watch the dog show. I love the dog
show. Oh, right after the parade, right?
Right after the parade. I watch that all the time.
Yeah, I turn it off. Right as soon as the parade's done, I switch over to football.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, the Greyhound won this year.
Really?
Yeah, won best of show.
Italian Greyhound or a regular one?
I think it was just the regular
the full
one.
Because
the Italian Greyhound's a little
They're
short.
Small, yeah.
Shorter. Yeah, this clubhouse, too. It has a pool table.
Sorry.
I was going to say it has a pool table, TV, couches. Nice.
I just love it, the dog show, when the judges, like, the short-haired terrier, the schnauzer, and the golden, in that order.
And they just walk around, they wear the bow tie. Yeah. I love it, but my favorite, I love the Westminster.
Oh, yeah.
I watch that every year. That's always like two nights, too, at Madison Square Garden. Mm.
Would you go to that, or is just the TV makes it more? Because it's hard. I imagine it's tough being there without the announcers telling you what's going on.
Yeah. No, I just, you know, I like to watch the Golden Retriever. I mean, the Goldens that they have in these shows are just stunning. Just gorgeous dogs. But you all kind of, you know, you root for your favorite. I like the Hunters, so I like the Labradors and the Goldens.
I like the official names. Like, they have to register these, like, ridiculous official names with the kennel clubs. Like, the like, Jordan Fauntleroy, you know, Puffball the 17th or something.
Well, it's interesting because, what you call it, who is it, Lane Bennis's boss?
Mr. Pitt or Jay Peterman?
Mr. Pitt. Peterman, yeah. What's his name? Jason Hurley?
Oh, Jason Hurley, yeah, John Hurley.
Yeah.
John O'Hurley, I believe.
Yeah, John O'Hurley. He was talking about, like, all these new breeds that are getting, like, registered with the American Kennel Club.
Yeah. He's a Providence College grad.
Oh, is he?
You know, the classic Rhode Island thing, right? You gotta throw that in.
Yeah, well, you gotta throw that in.
He won't spend a day in Rhode Island.
There's a celeb. You know Matt Lauer? Matt Lauer's a celeb, you know? We could do a show about all the Rhode Island celebrities. Davy Lopes.
Oh, that's true. Davy Lopes, yeah.
That would be a good show, wouldn't it?
He was born in Kittery, Maine.
Who was?
John O'Hurley.
Oh, jeez, you're Googling this goofball now?
Yeah. And he graduated from Providence College in 1976 with a BA in theater. So there you go. Jay Peterman.
What the hell happened to Joe McKnight?
Oh, he died.
Was he murdered?
He was, in a road rage accident.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Incident, I should say. In New Orleans. That happened not that long. Didn't another?
Yeah, somebody else in New Orleans.
Former athlete?
Too, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it was a football player or I can't remember. No, but yeah, that seemed like it just happened maybe a year ago. Same kind of thing. That's strange. All right, Bill. So we're not taking a break this week. This was kind of just your intro back into the show.
Yes.
Should I do my unofficial beer sponsor of the week?
If you'd like. I mean,
I kind of would.
Sure.
I'd like to do it.
Yeah, Bill. I'd like to hear what you're drinking right now.
I have a Narragansett. Have a Hefeweizen. How do you like that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic, Bill.
So this is one of those ones where Narragansett partners with a Rhode Island company. And have you ever heard of that game, the Bananagrams?
No.
Okay, so it's like Scrabble, but it comes in a banana, and it's all these letters, like letter tiles, but you just play on a table. There's no board, and you just try to build like a Scrabble board in front of you and get rid of all your letters the quickest, and whoever does that wins. So it became like this big national sensation, Bananagrams, and it's from Rhode Island, so they partnered with it, and they made it a yellow can like Bananagrams. And it says, 10 years ago, Rhode Island native Abraham Nathanson was looking for a faster-paced tiled word game to play.
Abraham Nathanson?
Yeah. And at the young age of 76, he and his family created Bananagrams at their home in Narragansett. So it was their 10th anniversary, so they brewed a traditional Hefeweizen. And then they said, play a round of Bananagrams and drink the Hefeweizen, and you might come out top banana. But there's no banana flavor in the beer, which is good. It's just a regular Hefeweizen, which just is yellow that looks like the bag that the Bananagrams come in.
Abraham Nathan Hazen, or Nathanson.
Nathan Hefeweizen. Nathan. That's a good name, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's stupid.
Nathan Nathanson. All right, anyway, welcome back. I got a lot of editing
to do.
You've sworn. We've, like, talked about Google Maps. This is a perfect...
Oh, leave all that in. Who cares?
This is a perfect foray back into
whining,
the poor
whining about your editing and all that crap.
Yeah, it's been tough. I was getting used. I was getting, like, fat and happy not having to do any of this editing nonsense. You're back in charge next
There's
week,
nothing
I
to
believe.
Edit. There's nothing to edit. Take out a few dead spots. This thing should be... ready to go up in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I just gotta beep out a swear and just drop in.
Oh, you leave that in. It's fine. There's five people who listen to it. We're not going to offend anybody.
Well, I think Por Favor Sue and Frank might get offended by that.
By the SH word?
Yeah, and Por Favor wife doesn't like swear words.
So you think they're going to call
the podcast corporation and have us...
Yeah, the podcast police.
Get the explicit label iTunes.
Why don't we should just put that thing up anyways?
That's not a bad idea. Maybe we'll get more listeners. Just start dropping F-bombs.
Be easy.
Easy to swear?
No, not then you don't have to take any of that out. We've been pretty good. I did a lot at first because I didn't know what the heck we were doing.
Yeah, I don't think I've done it once because I'm a professional broadcaster.
Well, you are a professional. You went to professional broadcasting school.
Yes.
You were a straight-A student.
I was above a C, anyway.
That's good.
I was in the 3.0 range.
See, that's good. Yeah. You were a good nerd.
Yeah, I'm not bad. But that's neither here nor there. I know there's a time and place for curse words, and the Por Favor podcast is not the time nor the place.
No, it isn't. This is a family show.
This is a family show. That's one thing that we've always said. Sit down around the fire and listen to the Por Favor podcast. It's Christmas time's coming up.
Yes, gather the kids, put the little ones on your laps, light a Yankee candle, plug in the tree, and listen to Jürgen and Steve.
That's a good day. That's a nice evening. Have like
a little cider, maybe have some stuff that doesn't go with stuff.
I was going to say you could have like your little snifter of like the dessert wine or whatever, like a little port.
A little cheese platter with the grapes.
Yes.
All that nonsense.
Yes, beautiful.
There was this girl that we get half off of food. Mm-hmm. At the new club, which is great. So, like, they had this flatbread pizza. And it was to die for, and it cost me, like, $4.35. So, a guy was sitting at the bar. He was talking about his beer and this and that. And girls, the bartender's like, I don't really drink beer, but I like expensive stuff. She's like, I had a really nice blueberry beer the other day. And I'm just, like, shaking my head. I'm like, oh, my God, blueberry beer.
It's good stuff. She knows what she's talking about.
I'm sure you would like it.
I would. I enjoy that.
Nice blueberry pilsner.
Mmm. You know what I like. Now you're speaking my language. All right, Mike. Thanks for coming back. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, it, It's great to be back, Jürgen.
Good, and we'll be back next week to a normal episode.
Yes, we will.
And until then...
I don't know. You mean a regular episode.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a good point. Normal's normal. Not a word that we usually throw around. A regular... Regular
just
episode.
Just a regular, right.
And we will be back next week for that. And until then, thanks so much for listening. You want to give any social media stuff or just skip it for this week?
You can skip it. I give social media all the time and I never hear from anybody.
That's a good point. All right, well, thanks so much for listening to episode number 144 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejado de los Podcast. For my returning co-host, Por Favor Mike. My name is Gary. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Hope is a dream, that's the start. Tomorrow's a dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. Shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.